This is a HeadGum Podcast.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is slamming doors all over the place.
Everywhere.
We're slamming doors, throwing tantrums, stomping upstairs. I am getting over a vicious head cold.
Feeling all right?
I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling a little spacey.
Yeah.
Not Kevin Spacey, though. That guy's weird.
No, I haven't been feeling spacey in a while.
That guy's a bad guy.
Jane Spacey is Jane cool Spacey. Aunt.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. She lives in Santa Fe.
Yeah, man. A lot of turquoise. A
lot of turquoise.
Santa Fe rules, huh?
She wears those blankets that are also jackets.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get one of those. I think I would be good at.
I think a whole Southwestern aesthetic would work for probably all three of us.
I want to always look like sundown.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You guys had drug rugs, right? Back in the day?
No, I did have one.
I've never had one.
Never did?
I know. It's crazy.
Oh, Smith and I went shopping. Oh, so Wilson's Leather. They used to sell these ponchos and we were just
Wilson's Leather.
Wilson's Leather.
Like that store was for divorced dads.
The words
are on my tongue that my dad got me a Notre Dame leather jacket there. He was divorced.
Wilson's, yeah.
He was divorced at the time.
That's who it's for, dude. Wilson's Leather in the
hand and leather glove. That's what, yeah.
He got me that jacket and then he asked for it back.
That's right.
Pretty wild. Did he wear it? Yeah, I never wore it. Hey, bud, let me get that Notre Dame jacket back, huh?
And I was like, wasn't it way too big for you as well?
Yeah, but it was sick. Yeah. I mean, I was a sixth grader and he was, you know, 6'6", 350, it fit him.
He was a grown man.
It fit him, so.
I'll tell you, go with your Boston Celtics NBA shorts you've been wearing.
Oh, these things?
For the last 5 days.
I sure have.
Shamrocks on each side, gifted by the wonderful Nick Nampe.
I was just walking around with a glass of Jameson the other day, and he's like, could you be more Irish?
Mm-mm. Also, there's like a Celtic braid in the
lining
going on
there.
Oh, these are real.
Which is a level of Irish that I don't think I could appropriate. Like, I don't think I could. I would feel good wearing those shorts.
That's not us.
I look like complete trash in these shorts.
No, you're cool.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Wore to the Diptyque store yesterday.
I was bummed.
Yeah.
I was visibly like, when we walked in, I was like, ah, damn it.
I told you.
I know. I just didn't think.
I threw a coffee at a Bentley.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
What?
So we were walking down Larchmont.
Is this one of your road rage things?
No, we were on foot.
Sidewalk rage.
So it was just rage. By the way, justice more than rage, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're walking down the sidewalk, and you know how you have the right of way when you're walking down the sidewalk?
I do know that.
And this Bentley, like, is pulling out, stops, sees us, stops like where it's supposed to stop, sees us, and then creeps forward, like, right into our path anyway.
Like we were feet
in front of us.
Like, I mean, if I would have been looking the other way, I'd have walked right into her car. That's how much I thought she was going to stop because she looked at us.
Was it pink?
It was gunmetal.
Pink's grandma.
I thought you were asking if it was the color pink.
It was not. Well, either way, no. But I just let my momentum carry me into the car and I was holding the coffee in front of me. So I just sort of like spilled it all over the top of their Bentley.
Yeah, nice. What color was it?
It was like a silver.
Yeah.
Kind of.
They don't make that many colors.
They don't. She got out and was like angry. She was this older lady. And I was just like,
yep.
We kept walking.
Go get it detailed or whatever you got to do. It was hilarious.
Go hose off your Bentley.
You're going to leave your Bentley behind and chase me on foot? I don't think so.
And what are you going to do when you catch me?
Yeah, exactly. What happens?
I'm wearing these shorts.
He was wearing those shorts. I was about to spend a lot of money on candles.
Sure did.
We were both in weird places.
I thought you were going to say candy, but I'm still in.
candies too, dude. Mm-hmm. Although we did get sandwiches.
We did get
from
some good sandwiches.
We got some good ass sandwiches.
Candles that smell like candies.
Candles.
Candles.
I don't think any of them do. Candles. Go get me a
candles.
I don't like this anymore.
Okay, Mikey, why don't you say the damn deal?
Obviously, it's Malkovich from Rounders.
Oh.
Yeah,
no, I don't have it. I don't get it.
Yeah, he's Mianye.
I don't remember Rounders, apparently.
What?
I
just like saying
with
it.
John Turturro?
Yeah.
I'm going way over the top.
He's going real. He's
which
like,
guy is this?
John Teddy, Malkovich?
Teddy KGB.
Oh.
Pay that man his money.
That's what you're doing?
I was kidding, but that's me really doing it. Okay. He beat me. Pay him. Pay that man his money. That's pretty good.
That's it. He's nailing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Malkovich really went over the top on that one. Also, I got to tell you this. Well, you weren't here. I was telling, Laura's family, we're supposed to read a book every year for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
I was trying to tell
like
Ian.
One book a year?
Yeah, and I still didn't get it done. I was trying to tell Ian and Nick.
I read Entertainment Weekly.
I was telling him which book. I was like, you know that movie, We Bought a Zoo? And they're like, yeah, you know that movie, We Bought a Zoo?
Yeah.
So they wanted us to read. Yeah, they were. They wanted us to read a book that is a movie so we could read the book and then watch the movie. And I go, do you know what that movie's about? We Bought a Zoo? And they go, yeah. And I was like, it's a crazy like Underground Railroad Holocaust survivor movie. And they're like, the Matt Damon? I was thinking about the zookeeper's wife. But I so
he kept telling us. And Nick and I, who were both actually aware of We Bought a Zoo, were like, uh-huh. It's about the book is about the Holocaust? And then in the movie, they just left that out?
It was wild. Those are different.
It was one of the great Sean fusions.
Oh, yeah. That's so good.
Yeah, I really blew it.
You're just at the dinner table like, first of all, I think we could all agree, fuck Hitler, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know where
right
they got
off the bat.
Sean, what did you think about it?
They took a lot of liberties.
I think it was
with
an atrocity.
Never again.
Never again.
I have to say never again.
Based on a true story, my foot, you know? This movie had nothing to do with the Holocaust.
Oh, man.
It's that kind of podcast. It's a Holocaust confusing podcast.
It is harsh to have to be like, I didn't finish the book because I had a lot of time to finish the book.
You did. You had nothing but time. You gotta get yourself a Kindle, dude.
A lot
Keep
of time
in bed.
Yo, you gotta get a Kindle in bed. I've been nailing it. I'm reading in bed all the time now.
Yeah, I don't. I feel so stupid saying it. I just hate.
I can't
reading.
Read.
I've been reading her nephew's books. And I am bad at reading out loud. I will tell you that. Children's books, even.
Well, that's the good thing about reading by yourself is you can read in loud.
I got to read out loud all the time. Even by myself.
You really hate reading?
You have to be reading constantly. Everyone is always reading.
I'm not thrilled about it.
There's so many books here. But none of these pique your interest?
But like,
I'm sure they do. I got to read.
Here's my question.
9 inches. What's your other question?
When you look over there,
uh-huh.
Do you read all those titles or do you just look at the books?
I mean, if we're being honest, I haven't really gone up and examined the situation.
Okay. See,
I've noticed that
though. Some people don't like, I'm like incessant. So like everything I look at, I have to read, but it's because I'm a psycho.
Yeah, I did too. If something crosses my eyes, that's words.
If something has words, I have to. I've read that plaque so many times.
I'll read a book. I
read The Dirt. You loved it.
I loved it. I read The Dirt.
There's
twice.
Other books like The Dirt.
I know.
There's
I the read Dirt Heroin too, Diaries.
Back in the Mud.
I could read the GNR book, whatever that was.
Yeah, this is probably a crazy Pink Floyd one.
Yeah.
I read I Hope They Serve Beer in Hell, that Tucker Max book.
Jesus Christ.
God, he's such a...
What are you doing?
Spread it out a little bit, I think.
I got Guy Branum's book in there, which I should
definitely
read. There
you go, read Guy Branum's book.
It's amazing, right?
I also just read Pimp by Iceberg Slim.
I bet
not one to start the new year with.
2020 was fucked up. And it was my own fault. I did it to myself.
Weird headspace that book puts you in.
I haven't read a book in like quite a few months. I gotta get back on the train.
You're busier than I am.
I'm very busy. That is another mitigating circumstance.
Yeah,
it's are not busy at all.
I'm busy, but not too busy to read. I mean,
are you busy?
You'd be surprised.
You categorize yourself as busy?
I can read a book. I have time to read a book.
No. We've moved on to a different issue.
I won't say that I'm educated, but I can read a book.
I haven't been
How many hours of your day? In the last 3 months, what do you think the average, like, how many hours of your day are spoken for?
I don't know.
That's the dream, dog. What are you mad at?
Yeah. I mean, that we're going to go down a whole nother road if we keep diving, if we do that.
Cormac McCarthy.
You jerk it off a
hours
lot?
Of being depressed about how I'm not doing anything, that kind of stuff.
Oh, that's not as fun as what I thought.
Let's get into it.
Let's. That's fair. You let us know what it was, and we'll pull out.
Reading a book is something, so it's just like you could have been doing that, you know.
I should. I will.
Dude,
I will.
If you imagine you're in the gym now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, you could get a puzzle. It's going to make you feel a lot stupider than you felt before you opened
people
it.
People around you are getting into puzzles. Everybody works into puzzles. You got a puzzle? Yeah.
I thought I was doing it independently, and then I put it on the gram, you know, flex one time for my haters.
Of course.
And come to find out, a lot of people, are into puzzles.
Puzzle people. I like a crossword puzzle.
Yeah. I like a crossword.
I love a crossword.
But I could never, did you ever do it where you did them every day? I could never beat like Thursday. The most I've ever beat is like a Wednesday.
There was a period where me, my buddy Graham, and my buddy Dan would go get coffees and just knock out the crossword together.
Yeah, man. I gotta get a crossword book. I'm gonna get a crossword book.
Get a crossword book.
I'm trying to just fill my downtime with stuff that still occupies my mind.
Keeps your brain going.
Also, yeah. I switched from blunts to joints in the crib.
Yeah.
A lot clearer everything is.
Blunts have tobacco in them?
No, they're just
the blunt wrap is made of tobacco, right?
Yeah, but it's full of
the spliff has tobacco.
It's a lot more. Yeah. It's a lot more weed than the joints are.
Is it?
And I'm feeling.
I gotta smoke less weed. I gotta eat less weed.
I just gotta put less of it in there.
Yeah.
I've been just
I just need less of it going in.
Yeah, it's there's been a lot of it going in.
I need to smoke more.
I've been saying that for years.
I would love that.
I've been really thinking that it would really take the edge.
When's it gonna happen?
I don't know. Soon.
You want to read a book? Get all high, man.
I haven't been drinking except for the last few days. But like in Portland, I haven't really been drinking too much.
Exactly.
Feels
the
great.
Space is open for a new vice.
I got rid of this one. Finally. Yeah,
that's what.
Get the other one in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's.
Then I mean, you can get a drug rug.
Yeah.
Oh. Sean S. Jordan in the Fortress of Solitudes.
Yes, sir.
Sean Cougar Mel. Yeah, been a minute.
Been a minute.
Been a month almost. Sean S. Jordan on Twitter. Sean Cougar Mel Jordan on Instagram.
Uh-huh. Seeing a lot of those out there.
More and more.
Every day.
Pay that man his money.
You know what I hear is Paul Rudd when he does the slapping that bass.
It's not far from it. I will splash the pot in my fucking club.
That one sounds more.
Malkovich is all over the place.
Yeah, that guy.
Dude, he's nuts. And then he's in Billions just playing Teddy KGB again.
He's a Roomba let loose in an accent room. You know what I mean? He's going to be all over that motherfucker.
He's bumping all your fine china.
I feel like just in case people didn't quite hear you, he's a Roomba let loose in an accent room.
Yeah.
One of the funnier things.
And
I've
that's
ever
a
heard
lifestyle that we never knew.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
And that's just me on a Sunday morning after days of abusing the street drug known as marijuana.
Good job on you. Oh, that's awesome.
More like cold than the street drug known as marijuana.
But, yeah, they go hand in hand.
I got a cold too. I didn't help it out, in the last few days. I didn't help, but yeah, there's something in there. My voice got all jacked up. It's probably because we were making out so hard.
We were kissing pretty hard.
For like an hour one day.
It was dispassionate, but it was hard.
It was like a makeout of boredom more than anything else.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Let's mash our lips into each other.
Cabin boys.
Poured water on each other and made out.
Sean, you've got some stuff coming up.
Snow Jam Comedy Festival.
Yo!
January 25th. Jesus criminy fucking sakes. At a brewery that I knew the name of until just now.
Is it called like Assault?
Yeah. It's like revolt or something. Revolt.
That's always what they're called, like misdemeanor.
Just Google Snow Jam Comedy Festival. The main show.
I'm going to be at Battery.
Minor in Possession Brewery.
Gatling gun. I'd like a Gatling gun IPA, please.
Look up the, so if you're going to be at Snow Falls, look up the Snow Jam.
Yeah, January 25th. Yeah. I want to say Revolt Brewing, but it's the headlining show. I think it's at 8 o'clock. My mom will be there.
Ooh, yeah.
She will not have a halo on.
Nope. I can't see your halo.
I'm so excited. She gets it off in 2 days.
The 7th, right?
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, and then, yeah, I'll be in Madison with you over Valentine's Day.
Fucking A. We're going to be in, I'll talk about it more. But yeah, we'll be at Comedy on State together.
Yeah.
Go to Valentine's
Day. Snow Jam's what I got. Go to Snow Jam. Please. It'd be awesome if you did. And yeah.
He said please.
Yeah, please.
He did say please.
I do have some new jokes.
There it is. He does have some new jokes.
A comedian with new jokes.
I don't yet, yeah, but I will. I'll get there.
We discussed it. You're a freak.
I'll get there.
You'll fucking write them on the
plane. I'm doing like a stream of consciousness thing in my act now, so you know.
Right.
I do beat poetry, dude.
Yeah.
It's gonna be bring an extra pair of socks because I'm
hurting. And it rains.
Yes. Mad son, but where's the father? Why does he even bother to check in? Wisconsin, but when you sin, you can't win. Where are the Badgers climbing Jacob's ladder? Latter-day Saints, but you ain't. Gonna get to me when I'm on my skis, avoiding trees, feeling the breeze in between my knees. Jeez. Curds.
Is spoken word just way slowed down?
We gotta get you a drum.
Give me a one. We're gonna pause the podcast.
That's what I hear right now in my brain. This is the first thing I'm thinking in this economy?
Yeah.
We get this kid a drum. He's off to the races.
Gotta give me a drum.
God, that's awesome.
Some type of a koofy hat.
Is that like the circle that just goes straight up kind of?
Yeah.
They have some yarmulkes that like are getting into koofy territory.
I like that.
I feel like I could wear one of those.
Like the murky, koofy yarmulke territory.
Where's this guy?
That's where I want to live.
Where is this guy?
His hair is really curly.
It's curly. Where is he? Man, I shaved my face into one of those shitty goatees.
You did not.
How'd you like it?
But like, it's so bad.
I can't.
Did you take any photos?
No.
Come on.
I know, that's my bad. I should have.
You asshole.
He just punched the mirror.
Oh my God.
So bad.
It makes everyone look like a huge asshole.
Some dudes look cool with goatees.
My mustache doesn't go wide enough. So like when the connection, it goes like. You know what I mean? It slants out away from my mouth.
I know
they go
mean.
To the goatee. It is perilous.
That is, oh my gosh. Well,
it's real bad.
Yeah, I did the other day too, but I've taken numerous photos of mine.
I've seen you on all hairy.
It's just so crazy how different. I don't look intimidating or mean or anything ever. And then you do that, and you're just like, man, I look.
Yeah, you got all Orange County choppers,
asshole. Yeah, I seriously. Like, you just look racist all of a sudden, you know.
I really don't, can't relate.
Well, what do you look like with a goatee?
Racist. Racist as hell. No, I've never cut one, actually.
That's insane.
Because I don't connect. I just started connecting, and I think it's because I've been using that Jamaican black castor oil.
As you get older, it's crazy. It starts connecting. Yeah, so just look up Sephardic yarmulke. But you see what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that's a goofy.
Over the whole head.
That is a goofy.
Yeah, it is. Wow.
So
nice. Yeah, I like that. We gotta get. That's where we're gonna get you.
Get a drum. And a Sephardic yarmulke. Then we off to the races.
Yeah, good call.
Off to the races. Oh man. A persistent cough, as though to insinuate we will die later on this podcast. David Bory also in the crib today.
Hey,
the G Silent on Twitter, Cool Guy Jokes 87 on Instagram.
Twerp.
Seen a couple of those.
I have seen a couple. Yeah. Shout out,
Cool
Shout
Guy
out.
Jokes 86.
Yeah,
there's somebody who's like Cool Guy Poems 84 or whatever. Yeah.
There's a Christian guy who's Cool Guy Psalms 86.
Cool Guy Psalms. England changed theirs to Cool Guy Blokes 1541. Yeah.
I feel good about it. You know, the brand is strong.
Yeah. What do you got coming up?
Oh, man. Shit. Nothing really. To be honest, I got my fingers in other pies. I'm doing stand up around LA. Faded comes back January 10th.
Yeah.
On your mark asses every Friday. We got a new venue, West Hollywood. We got the spot till midnight, so anything could happen. You could get kissed in there.
You get kissed.
You could get kissed right up in there.
You get slapped, though,
you
too.
You could get slapped for that kiss.
Yep.
You know, but we're going to be there. It's
you could see a screening of the Aeronauts, the Amazon Prime
we're
original.
We're screening shit that's already out.
With...
That's without, what we're doing up there.
We're screening basketball games without the written consent.
Oh,
we're,
yeah,
screaming,
dude.
We're screaming previous seasons of Hard Knocks.
You want to see a random you want to see a bunch of episodes of Frasier out of sync?
Yeah.
Non-sequential Frasier episodes?
Yeah, dude, remember Frasier Becker? Roulette?
We got that.
We got Becker. We got the Becker blind guy from tap. Becker.
It's called The Lounge on Melrose, 7551 Melrose Ave. And you know where it is? If you can't find that, it's above the Von Dutch store.
There you go. Oh, I know exactly where that is.
Exactly.
That's right by my work.
Exactly.
Oh.
So, yeah, Faded's coming back. Other than that, you know, keep your eyes to the skies.
Can I do a set on Friday? Because I need to start practicing
stand-up.
I'll be there.
Yeah, it's going to be good. The new spot's cool. So, yeah, come out to that. And then, just know your man's out here active. I can't always talk about it, but I can walk about it. You know what I mean? We move how we move. And
Black
we groove
ops.
How we groove.
All right.
African American ops.
African American ops.
Afro American ops.
Afro. Afro Cuban fun.
Afro Cuban ops. So yeah, you know, just but I'm always working.
That was Sephardic Yarmulke ops.
Sephardic Yarmulke ops.
Koofy ups.
It's so interesting. It's even called a kippah is another word for a yarmulke, which feels like kippah could turn into koofy.
I feel like
after one long desert journey.
I feel like those groups of people are a lot closer than anybody really wants to admit.
Absolutely.
A lot of love for basketball from both cultures. That's
absolutely.
All I'm saying.
We love it.
That's one thing that I've noticed.
Uncut Gems. Got there.
Oh, man.
How's everybody's holiday season, by the way?
It was great.
Yeah.
I saw Cats, so that kind of set me back. But, you know, I'm still moving, still sticking, moving.
Yeah. It was amazing. I saw Cats, too?
I saw Cats, but I loved it.
Did you love it?
I saw the best review for Cats. They said it's really horny. And I'm like, it looks horny.
It is horny as hell.
I think that sounds dope.
It is horny as hell.
My favorite was Corden's reaction to it, which was, I haven't seen it yet. I heard it's horrible.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
I saw that because Mero tweeted it and said, hey, Cordito. And I was like, yeah, you made it. If you got a Dominican dude calling you Cordito.
You're fucking, yeah.
They call me Gordito. It's different, Sean.
These holidays were dope, and I realized, I don't know. My uncle passed, so it was tricky, but I've been focusing a whole bunch on what I love in life, the two of you specifically, and my relationship with my fiance.
Now, when you say the two of you, are you talking about my sweatsuit top and bottom?
No, I'm talking about
Ian and David. You're talking about Nelly's sweat and
suit? You will not break my seriousness, David. I will be serious.
When you're talking about the two of us, are you talking about my left and right nut?
Are you talking about Nelly
Dr. Kenneth Noisewater and James Westfall?
And Tim McGraw?
Yeah. You say the two of us, are you talking about Tiki and Rondé Barber?
Yeah.
Adam didn't have a Halloween costume one time, so I was like, dude, get like a blazer from Goodwill and some sweatpants, and you can be sweats. You can be sweats, dude. Nobody got. Obviously,
no,
nobody
got. No, you got to go down the middle. You can't do top and bottom.
Yo, that's
we're in a rush.
Crazy.
We're in a rush. It was the first year I was in Portland. I don't even think I knew you yet. We went to a party with Lopez and Heather, and we were dorks.
Are you Jesse Eisenberg from The Social Network?
Really, from any Jesse Eisenberg vehicle?
Are you just Jesse Eisenberg?
Oh, it's funny. How are you guys' holidays?
It was good, man.
Yeah.
FaceTime, family went to the movies. You know, I was laying low, man.
Full Carmada up in Portland, Oregon.
Yeah.
I was with you a little bit the day before Christmas, day after.
Yeah.
I had a lot of family time. Star Wars. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You like Star Wars?
It was fine.
I'm not a nerd enough to. I don't know why it was bad.
I loved Star Wars growing up. Loved it. Like read the books, all the extra shit, had toys, way too late to have toys.
Yeah.
And I still like this one. I'm like, what am I? I feel broken. I'm supposed to hate this?
Felt like a movie to me.
It's a fucking movie at a movie theater. You get popcorn. I got a hot dog, a Coke, popcorn. I'm like in.
Yeah.
Like fuck.
I took a picture with a red stormtrooper. Mm-hmm.
Show me new lightsabers.
Nobody got.
What was it?
I took a picture with the red stormtrooper.
It's the best when you explain it again.
I put it up on Instagram, and it was me and the stormtrooper, and I was like. They met on Tatooine. Two young Padawans who grew to become spice runners. I said belly three, space belly.
I loved
That's
it.
Funny.
Thank you. Not that. A lot of response. Yeah.
Space belly.
Space belly. Because in all nickname. Those hood movies, it's always like two street, like every 50 Cent movie starts with him saying they met on the streets of Jamaica, Queens.
Two hustlers.
Yeah, two street kids who grew up to become kingpins or whatever.
In jail. By myself.
Oh, man. But yeah, I saw a lot of movies over this holiday.
Yeah, you've been watching. I've been watching movies here.
Yeah, man.
Burn through the screeners, man.
Saw Bombshell.
Oh, that was Bombshell.
It was pretty good. It was this weird thing where you're like, at the end of it, you're like, I don't like anybody, I guess.
Yeah. For sure.
But also, yeah, it was good. I liked it. I like movies in general.
Yeah.
Except for Cats. Cats was bad.
Horny.
Horny, though. Horny. Horny as hell.
Crazy horny.
Yeah.
So, like, crazy all the horny. Cats that weren't singing actively looked like they were in heat.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly the feeling. Because at first you're like, oh, that's kind of tight. Some of these cats got cakes. But then by the end of the movie, you're like, what?
They're just all rubbing their lower backs.
They're just
on furniture.
All so horny. Yeah,
good. It's they like, look horny.
It's like going to a middle school locker room.
The movie, like the.
I don't
movie
know if that's appropriate to say.
I don't know.
I don't know if that's.
Well, it depends on what age you're going into this middle school locker. You also in middle school.
I haven't
fine.
Been to a middle school locker since I was in middle school, and everybody knows that.
There you go.
I'm 61 in this scenario. I'm older than I am now.
Dude, we started a rumor that our gym teacher used to watch us undress, and
what?
That's
Sean. Yeah. That's a horrible thing to do.
I know that. It was crazy. I looked. I was just telling someone this, and I was like, man, that probably caused some serious problems for
Dang,
that guy.
I bet. I bet it came up.
Yeah. Somebody ended up having to say, no, obviously.
God.
But yeah, that, can you imagine if you're a teacher and you're like, come on, you guys. There's no.
Oh, I totally think there's a lot of reasons teachers should hit kids.
That's oh yeah,
you should have got socked right. He should have been like, okay.
I didn't start. I was just.
I'm just saying, whoever started that teacher should have been able to be like, hey man, me and you, fair ones. We shoot the fair ones right now.
Fucking Donatello's bow staff.
I'll turn the camera around. I'm tall enough to reach it. Me and you, let's get it popping.
Yeah, it was rough,
man. But My name is Ian Carmel, at Ian Carmel on Twitter, at Ian Carmel on Instagram, at Ian Carmel on Jewish Fandango. Only get tickets to see Uncut Gems.
Only we got your tickets.
There you go.
Sure, come on in. No, The ticket is $4. The popcorn is $194. It's a little light anti-Semitism to get us going on a Sunday. Our Sabbath was yesterday. We got a long road ahead of us.
That's true. When is your New Year's?
Or
is it different?
Rosh Hashanah. It's on the Jewish calendar, so it's around the autumn.
Okay. Oh, so you got a while.
We got a long time to New Year's.
Okay. You guys are still in the thick of the old years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. And it's year 5,000 something right now?
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Judging by my calculations, if my numbers are right, yeah, that's
going off the stars right now.
Yeah, that's about what I got.
Yeah,
and then
I have an app on my phone that I use for it.
Where's the sun at right
Jewish
now?
Jewish eye calendar. Damn it, now I can't use that one.
Yeah, you can.
What do I got coming up? Listen to All Fantasy Everything. Watch the Late Late Show with James Corden. Keep an eye out for Game On. Hopefully, we'll get more information soon. I will be with Sean Jordan at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin on Valentine's Day weekend.
Oh, shit.
Cop your tickets.
Oh, shit.
It's going to get real romantic.
It's going to be fun.
Unless I write a bunch of new jokes soon, some of my set is going to be me saying volare to different couples as I walk around.
You should definitely do that.
We're going to bring a kiss
volare.
Cam.
We're going to have a kiss cam.
Even if you do write new jokes, you should
still do that, right?
Yeah. Sometimes, like... Last year when me and Zach Toscani were at Gold Bananas on Sunday,
yeah,
I just passed out a bottle of Cutty Sark to the crowd. They drank the whole thing.
That's beautiful.
Sometimes that was on it's Valentine's just a, Day?
What?
That was on Valentine's Day?
No, it was just last year.
Oh, I gotcha.
Just so, but sometimes it's just a party.
Your job is to entertain.
Yeah, sometimes we're just like sometimes I got those hot jokes for that ass, hot giggles for that ass girl.
Dude, the last
sometimes I'm just telling jokes or having a party.
Last time that I was in Madison with you, they all these kids were walking around with golf clubs and it was a whole That's thing. Right. They're like, yeah, we're going, it's we go clubbing at like once a year or something. I'm like, so it's like a thing. They just give all these college kids golf clubs and encourage them to like go to the
terrible
bars.
Terrible plan.
The worst idea. If I was 21 and everybody else had golf clubs and I had one too, I'd be like, well, I mean, yeah, there's not a safe car window around. I don't know what you're thinking. It's crazy. And people are going to fight. They just all have golf clubs.
Yeah.
Nuts to me. Absolutely nuts.
So look for Sean and I to get kicked out of several college bars, maybe some college parties.
Yeah.
Before our shows. That's the crazy thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Daytime.
It's 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Daytime getting kicked out.
Getting kicked out of HR Teddy Wedgers, getting kicked out of Ian's Pizza.
Is that what those places are called?
There's a
HR Teddy Wedgers?
There's a restaurant there called HR Teddy Wedgers.
Oh, man.
You can get cheese curds there, I think. You
get cheese curds everywhere.
Pert near.
Ian's Pizza's real dank. Mac and cheese pizza.
Look forward to me going back to that bar where the last time I was there, they shattered my phone screen.
Sure oh, did. That's right. That was in Wisconsin.
Fucking Nate Craig. I hope you hear this, Nate Craig. That's a little bit on you.
I hope you
like
hear
2-3%. 3%. 97% on me.
Nate listens, I think.
But 2% on you, bro. Maybe one. How'd that fucking Rose Bowl victory taste, huh? Or loss? For you, it was a loss.
Uh-oh.
Man, I didn't know there were so many Wisconsin fans.
There were so many Wisconsin fans. Also, but I love Nate Craig. Obviously, I'm joking.
Oh, yeah.
I love Wisconsin fans.
I love Wisconsin.
Wisconsin
I've never had
great.
A bad time.
Wisconsin other than rules. This one.
I've had a good time that I'll tell you about off air.
Okay, okay.
Before. I broke my foot there one time.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about.
It's a different time. It's a different kind of time.
Dark Sean.
There was somebody, I'm getting really uppity lately. I'm getting even uppier.
There you go.
We were at the Rose Bowl. Nick and I were at the Rose Bowl. And like, so there was a metal detector line that was before even the ticket line.
Which is already like,
long.
Chill out.
It was long. And Nick and I were in this line. And then this, you know how it's white girls in their 20s. And usually college like students,
where
they'll like all hold each other's hands, and then all of a sudden, 15 of them, you know what I mean,
are right
like
in front of you,
pushing through a crowd. Yeah. It happens at concerts a lot.
It happened to me when we went to Palm Springs the other day.
Yeah. So there's like 15 of them just
big
all
argument.
Holding each other's hands, like they cut like that. They're like our friends up here, and then all of a sudden, 15 people are in front of you, and you're like, "Well, fuck!" But I didn't say anything. I was just like. All right.
Who cuts in a metal detector line?
It's crazy. It's just also you can't cut with that many people. You certainly can't bring more people than you have holding the spot.
You'll all just get past the line and then it's like cutting at the TSA. Can you imagine like, oh, no, we're all together.
That's what it's like. Yeah, it's for a security measure. And then and then another line opens up. And then like so Nick and I go get in that line, even though that's also super long. Like, but we get into it. And then the same group of girls try to cut again.
They try to double back.
And I just would not get out of their way.
Good for you, man.
Then she was like, sorry, we're trying to get to our friends. I'm like, your friends will be up there.
Yeah, they're fine.
Like, your friends will still be up there.
They're going to be here for the whole Rose
we're
Bowl.
We're going into the Rose Bowl.
You got your phones on you? You're probably seating together. You'll be fine. Like, they're like, you're being really rude. I'm like, I'm not being rude. I'm just not giving you what you want. Like, you're
being rude. Yeah. You're the one breaking the rules.
That's what I said to her. I'm like, this is like, you know what I mean? Like,
We live in a society.
We live in a society. I think I may have basically said that. And we start getting into it. And I'm like, you're fucking selfish. Like, you can't stand the fact that, like, what you want is not what's going to immediately happen. And anyway, they, like, ended up, like, pushing me out of the way anyway. And, like, I'm not going to push back a girl. You know what I mean?
You can't fight them.
I started yelling. She took a picture of my face.
Really?
And I couldn't believe, I was like,
now you're on all the white girl blogs.
I'm on the white girl blog. I'm back on the white girl blogs. I couldn't believe it was happening, but I was in the right headspace where if I would have registered, I would have grabbed the phone and flung it onto a
roof. So what are you taking a picture of my face?
What are you like? Yeah.
So you're going to, I can be on your premium Snapchat?
This is the guy that cut, right fucking.
You cut me. That shit, yo, I'm glad you did it.
Yeah.
You know me. That shit makes me livid.
Nobody says anything. It's crazy.
That social mores shit just like. Be a person, like, oh, it makes, I'm getting mad just talking about it.
I know. Chill out. Anyway, dude, come see me at Comedy on Stage. Other than her, all the Wisconsin fans were super rad.
She'll probably be there.
I love Wisconsin people. She might be there.
Yeah, I do love Wisconsin.
I hope she comes out. I'll fucking beef with you in public again. And that's about it. That's it as far as the calendar goes. Keep listening to AFE. Unfaded. Get the buck stops here.
Stay strong.
Starts here.
Oh, man. I'm so
Stay
bad.
Strong, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Keep Everyone, on trucking.
Be cool. Start this new year the right way and be nice to each other and be fun and I don't know.
See, I'm the opposite. Violence. Yeah. 2020. No, I'm just
I opened it up by starting a fight with Wisconsin. The entire
violence
state,
2020.
Yeah. We're gathered here today at the Fortress of Solitudes not only to recount tales of social justice being upheld.
That's what that was. You're basically a SJW.
Yeah. I'm a social justice warrior, really. But also to draft, and this was selected by the AFE Patreon.
Yeah, Patronus.
Patronus. Things that you would bring with you on a desert island.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew you were going to go get stranded on a desert island, you would bring these five things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Great opportunity to point out there's an amazing BBC program called Desert Island Discs.
Is there also one called Blacked.
Is there I should say British Broadcasting Corporation.
I should not clarify what I meant.
It's been going since the 50s. It's where they have a guest come on and pick like eight songs they would bring with them to a desert island.
Oh, I like that.
It's That's a fun a idea. We should steal it for one. Since people
yeah,
steal from
people
us all
like
the time.
Stealing stuff. Sure. Yeah. Boy, you like sure stealing deal. Ideas that you make your money off of?
You really want to shoot, don't you? Fine.
Yeah, I want to shoot up.
Fine.
It's the new year.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot!
Fuck.
Oh, fuck. David wins.
Yes.
I forgot to mention the way we determine the order of the draft is through a relicate game of rock, paper, scissors that we threw on shoot, and I said it already. David, as the winner of rock, paper, scissors, it is incumbent upon you to determine the order of today's draft. Before you do that, though, I will remind you it's a serpentine draft.
And what is that?
It's a great question.
Well, let's say there's about 15 white girls from Wisconsin and there's two security lines that they kind of want to go through and they're kind of all holding hands like a snake. And then they go to the one and then they see that the line might be a little shorter on the other one. So then they all just kind of slink over, I imagine, to the left. And then there's they can't quite get by. So they're like, all right, well, we'll kind of turn around and then slink back to the right, see if we can go cut in front of someone in that line. And I think they just kind of go back and forth until they all suck to death. Is that too harsh, the suck part?
No.
Okay.
No, I felt right. it.
So yeah, just like a, you know, like a serpentine. That was a pretty good one. I liked it.
It was.
Yeah. So basically what it means is if you pick third in the first round, you pick first in the second.
There we go.
Gotcha.
So I'm going first.
Yep.
Then Sean Jordan's going.
Then Sean Jordan.
Then Ian Carmel's going.
We got ourselves a hot corner. And I yell it louder.
Hot!
But I'm saving the yell for a second from now.
That's fair.
So we're going David, Sean, Ian?
Yep.
All right, beautiful. David, that means you have the first pick. And the things to bring with you on a desert island AFE draft, we'll get to your pick. Before we do, we'll take a short break.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies, and their team of licensed experts, they're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project, and it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself, but it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which, holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up, it starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You need to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right. You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
Yeah, and we're back.
Good job.
Thank you.
I was wondering if it was going to work.
It was nice.
Flu game.
Did it hurt?
It hurt.
I did. When I woke up today, I was like, I can't remember what I said, but I was just like, hi, I'm Sean. Hi.
Trying to get your voice.
Seeing if it was working.
In the right timbre.
Hello.
Well, like if you're sick, there's time, like you'll wake up, especially if no one's around, and you're like, fuck, I haven't actually spoken out loud.
In days, yeah.
Until like 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah, that happens to me
something.
A lot. That happens
until
me
like
lot.
Somebody accidentally calls you. But yeah, so. Anyway, that was a pretty cool story, right? Right.
Then you got to be like, yeah, hello.
Hi.
That did your parents ever, like when you would wake them up, mom specifically, have their like just woke up voice?
You know,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to sound, it always has bothered me when people have a just woke up voice.
Yeah.
Because really? I don't know what it is about it.
You
but
must
like,
not like talking on the phone to me.
No, I love talking on the phone to you. Your voice is always the same. You're chill. I just, when I wake up, you can
but
talk.
By that
it
means I usually sound drunk. Yeah. I notice that sometimes I'll see like a video of me talking. I'll be like, I sound wasted. I wasn't even kind of drunk. I just like, when I get excited, it just kind of all melts together.
No, I like it. I just don't like the, especially on the phone, like, yeah, what's up? Yeah, how can I help you? You're like,
I think it also depends on what time you called them.
Sure, if you wake up at like 4 a.m. and you're groggy or something, but if it's like a normal time, just be like, hey, what's up? I just got up. You can do it.
I can't imagine answering the phone at 4 a.m.
I can't. Actually, I would because that's when something's wrong. Unless.
Yeah, that's what
but
I'm
I don't. I would. I don't. I know, but like it wouldn't ever wake me up anymore. I don't keep my ringer on at night.
That's the.
Because you get like Postmates sends emails at like 12:10.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, you had. Yeah.
And it's like, fuck off.
Why am I getting emails from Postmates I might cancel that shit.
There's been probably there's a handful of times where it'll be you at like, I'm pointing to David at like 5 a.m. I'm like, that's a pocket dial. There's no way. There's no way that's a real call.
You don't know.
Oh, yeah, it probably is a pocket dial.
He just got taken, dude, by the Contras.
So it's make it out with hands.
They're going to take you.
I don't know why it sounds so much weirder with hands.
I like saying
it with hands.
Let's make, hand out make out with hands.
Babe.
Babe, your hands rule.
David, it is so you have the first pick and the things to bring to a desert island draft. You are now on the clock.
A piano.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like a grand piano?
Yeah.
Because you're going to learn, right? Is that the goal? You're going to be like, I'm going
to. And it's not going to run out of batteries.
I'm going to get nice with a piano.
Or okay. Some shit, and I'll probably build a shelter for it. And it's entertainment for. Dude, I'm going to need to be stimulated.
Are you going
to
teach yourself how to play the piano, or do you have any knowledge going
on? No,
in?
Sean, I'm
going
to fucking bake a.
Hey, David.
Fucking cake with it.
Hey.
What are
hey.
You talking? Of course, I'm going to teach myself how to play the piano.
Hey.
What
hey.
Else would I possibly be doing?
Hey, bud.
With a piano on a desert island.
Ian, you want to talk to your boy for me, please?
What I feel like you guys got to hash this out.
You want to break coconuts open with it? What are you talking about?
Hey.
This fucking
you might be
guy.
Able to. Get are you going to keep it in the cave?
Get your guy. Who is
well,
this
I'm not
going
to jump in the other way
Go
either.
Get your fucking
Don't
guy.
Don't bring me into this.
Go get your fucking guy.
Not bring me into
boys out here.
You bring him over to me like this?
He lives here.
He's off the leash.
That's true.
All right, I can't.
This is a brand new sweatsuit. He's going to talk to me like this?
That's true, actually.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'm not wearing fucking shorts about, with
four-leaf
clover
shorts.
On him.
He's got four-leaf clover shorts.
He stands
Rest
up.
Of the podcast, I'm standing up in these goon shorts. I have, for everybody listening, Nick Nam. Did we already say that?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, still wearing them. I didn't take my pants off.
Sean was given these shorts in exchange for never pronouncing Taekwondo correctly. According to Isaac Lee, shout out Isaac.
What's up, Isaac?
Taekwondo.
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 Taekwondo. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but a piano.
A piano. Are you going to keep it in a cave? Because I feel like the elements would be cruel.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
To a piano. So like a grand piano.
I have a lot of time to figure out where to put it.
That's true. But also you're lugging a piano around.
Yeah.
Solo dolo.
What else am I doing?
It's heavy.
Yeah, it is.
I think the piano stays... That's kind of like your base.
Yeah, I'll probably put it in a cave. Yeah, it'll probably be where I sleep. Yeah.
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 Build some shelter for it.
Yeah, yeah.
Is this a grand, like a piano?
Yeah.
You swinging for the fences?
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
Is it propped up, one of those, so you need a lot of room for it?
No.
Okay.
All right. I mean, a grand piano's got the, but you're going to lid down.
Lid down.
Are you going to have color-coded keys so you know what to do?
No, I'm going to learn how to play it as is.
Okay.
Are you going to get a piano bench? Is that separate or is that implied?
No.
Are you sitting on a tortoise?
No, you're going to be standing up.
It's like having a standing desk.
Okay, yeah.
Like Billy Joel. Like Billy Joel when he was on fire, you know?
Yeah,
A grand piano. That's a great pick.
Yeah.
I've thought about getting a piano for here because just when you're sitting around stoned.
Well, you can play the piano a little bit, right?
A little bit.
A little bit?
I know just enough. Like, I can make you a breakfast that, you know what I mean? Like, I know enough about cooking to make breakfast, but not enough to.
Yeah.
Not enough to make you a good breakfast.
I would love to know how to play the piano. It'd be a nice.
I remember when I was learning as a kid, my older brother, Bear, was like, dude, stick with it. Because when you're like 18 and you know how to kill a piano,
pretty cool.
Be so glad. And I didn't stick with it.
Well,
and then when I was 18, I was like, fuck, he was right. He was so right.
When did you, like, did you take lessons and things?
Mm-hmm.
How old were
you? Single digits. I don't know. Like,
oh, okay.
8, 9, 10, 11, somewhere in there.
Well, it's tricky because then when football starts, it's hard to be like, no, I want to play the piano also.
Plus, I had to learn Hebrew. Like it was more when Hebrew lessons started than football.
Yeah, because that's like that takes like a lot of time.
A lot of time.
Why'd you learn Hebrew? Are you Jewish?
Jewish, 100% bar mitzvah and everything. What a waste of time, by the way, that was. Ultimately, I mean like.
Whoa, he said it.
It's fun being bar mitzvah. It's fun going through that like. Process and everything.
Yeah, it's a party.
But to learn how to read Hebrew, spend that much time and that much money.
I don't know how much time it took.
It's a whole new language.
So it was like
a year? So there's no common, it was like 2 years of like.
That is a lot.
Because you have to learn how to read it and then you have to learn what some of it means. I never learned what all of it meant. And then.
But it's also how you guys have survived all this time.
It is by wasting time. Because there's also a song.
What a hard opinion.
So harsh.
It's just now occurring to me what a waste of time a bar mitzvah is. I'm glad I did it still. And like the party again was so fun.
Would like, you bar or bat mitzvah your children?
Don't know. I might have to find like a very progressive place that doesn't care.
But what if they're in LA? Their friends are doing
True.
It.
True. But you have to learn like it's like a. There's like a rhythm to the. piece. So it's like,
yeah, no, it's like when I was a kid learning all those mystical verses.
Yeah, but at least the mystical ones, these they make no sense. Like the rhythm of it's like da da ba 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 da ba ba ba. But it's all in Hebrew, but it has this like specific cadence that people have been doing forever, and it means nothing to you, you know? And there's no logic to it.
Yeah.
So your brain can't be like, okay, here's the pattern.
You can't, it's easier like, to you learn. Can't like expand on it.
It's like learning yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, that's wild.
Yeah.
So much time. grand piano.
Grand piano.
Yeah. Sawed off shotgun, hand on the pump. Sean, is that for your first pick?
I'm getting a dirt bike.
Damn, good ass pick.
Yeah.
What happens when you run out of gas?
Well, are you bringing a piano bench? Damn it. I don't know. Can I have gas with it?
No, you can't have gas with it.
Fuck you.
God. We're on a fucking desert.
You can't have endless gas? That's not part of a...
It's great. That doesn't even make any sense.
Got four more picks then.
You know, like endless gas. Is it? All right.
I'm not going to be like, in my mind, I was just like, I'll have a way to get around my island.
Okay.
And it's going to be a dirt bike.
All right.
And it can also be entertaining. I can build myself some, you know, ramps out of like
dunes. Who knows? Maybe there's crude oil that you can learn to refine.
True. Yeah.
I don't know how gas is made.
I'll have a long time to figure it out.
I know about how milk lemonade around the corner.
Poo is made.
Fudge, bro.
Fudge. Damn
Fudge.
It.
Come on, man.
You really sucked the wind out of my sails with the gas thing. Thought didn't even cross my mind.
No. It didn't cross your mind.
Is there an electric dirt bike? I suppose I'll need an outlet.
You still have to plug that in?
Yeah. I sure would, yeah. Wouldn't I? No, it didn't cross. I was like,
I don't think there are any solar powered dirt bikes.
Not yet. NASA.
All right. Can I have a jet? Aren't there solar powered generators? I suppose I got to pick a solar powered generator. Well, I might do that. All right. Anyway. A dirt bike.
I don't think there are solar powered generator that we were asking about.
I think so. Trying to keep it under wraps. There has to be.
No, they run on gas, dude. Straight up.
None of them are solar
generators. Have you ever seen a generator?
I don't think there are any. I could be wrong. If they are, I don't think they're very efficient.
Also, then fine. I just got a dirt bike sitting there to look at.
All right.
Because dirt bikes are dope.
Something to work on.
You can eat dinner on it.
Yeah, you can sit on it.
I can tweak some gears.
Yeah.
With my Allen wrench that I carve out of a coconut.
What do you picture? When you picture this island, by the way, what do you picture?
I just was picturing
Castaway.
I'm picturing Castaway, and I'm just a way to get around an island.
I think it'd be really hard to ride a dirt bike.
Roll down hills, maybe?
Yeah.
You have to push it up the hills.
A dirt bike on the beach. There's a beach around the whole thing.
What size are we talking about? Like a 250?
Like Eddie Furlong in Terminator 2.
What size are we talking?
I don't know. You know the dirt bike in Terminator 2?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking of.
What's that, like a 125? I can't think of it.
I don't know. I don't know the conversion in my head.
I couldn't tell you.
So dirt bike.
What's dirt bike? You thought it was dope. You hated it immediately.
I didn't hate it immediately.
No, I
had questions.
I didn't think about the gas.
Oh, no, I did think about it, and then I thought about the gas.
I can't go back, but that is, you know, I did not think about that.
You could also, listen, a dirt bike is made out of a ton of parts that could be used.
Yeah, true.
All kinds
of wheels, you know, those big rubber wheels float on those.
Yeah.
That my gear, mind. You could sharpen it and turn it into throwing stars.
Yeah, you can make weapons out of most of it.
Yeah. That fox racing thing could become your new god.
Yeah.
You could nail it to a tree.
Fox! I'm sorry.
Oh, fox!
Oh. When I pick a tattoo artist later, I can point that out to him and be like, tattoo that on my back.
That's right, on my face, yeah. So you took a dirt bike. Time for my first pick. And I'm going to take a machete.
Yeah, it's God yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, just it's like it's one of the most useful tools.
Sharp, solid machete.
You can do anything with it.
You're going to need, you can like defend yourself with it. You can cut through the underbrush.
Yeah, you can clear trails.
You could use it to build, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can sharpen it probably on rocks that are around there.
Yeah, lash palm fronds together, mm-hmm. make some type of a catamaran.
Start building a crude shelter.
Yeah.
Using it.
David threw me with that fucking piano. I was going to be a little more realistic, but then I would just, damn it.
That piano is realistic.
I know. I'm just bummed.
It's okay. Listen, this is just, we do this to be friends.
No, I'm serious. I want, okay. We're all going to a desert island.
Don't come asking to borrow my machete, by the way.
Yeah, man, and you cannot play my piano.
I'll just be leaning on my dirt bike. What's up, bros?
Plus, it'd be really fun to walk around with a machete. You know what I mean?
The South Dakota kids have machete tournaments every 4th of July where they build an obstacle course at the skate park.
Okay, wait.
And then the
second winner
gets a machete wrapped in barbed wire.
It's pretty cool.
It's pretty dope.
Yeah.
I have never won.
So sorry for like pick taking two, like a boring pick.
No, that I mean,
I got a bunch of boring
being
picks.
Being realistic.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, that's how it's got.
My second pick is going to be a big ass blue tarp.
Really? Ooh.
Like a big, extremely sturdy,
yeah.
Like the kind you put down under a tent or you'd hang over a picnic table. You can do so many. So you're going to need it for a number of reasons, right? You need to lay it down like right when you get there.
Right.
And that can be a rudimentary shelter.
Right.
If you're having trouble finding fresh water, you can make a rain catch out of it.
Like funnel it kind of.
So yeah. You hang it like a kind of a hammock and you catch fresh water in it.
Yeah.
Because that can be tricky on a desert island.
Yeah.
You can use it as a sail if push comes
Damn,
to shove.
Yeah.
You know, you can use it to like. You put it in a low tide or during high tide, you put it in low water. Fish will get caught in it. So when then the tide goes back out,
yeah,
you all of a sudden you got some fish caught in it, you know?
Yeah, you really could do anything.
There's a lot of stuff you can do with a tarp.
Damn it.
That's a good
call. It's sturdy too.
That's so good.
Yeah.
But also, you know, you could use it to cover your dirt bike when it rains.
Yeah. True. That's very true.
It doesn't end.
It's very true. You could use it as a door to a rudimentary cave shelter, or you could use it to cover your dirt bike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or something to put your grand piano on. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, what a bummer.
Sean, time for your second pick.
All right. I'm scared.
A TV.
It's not like that's not on the grander list. A crossbow.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking about this a lot. So you can reuse all the arrows, so I don't need like a box of bullets or anything.
I think the term is bolts.
And it just something for hunting. It seems like it'd be a good thing.
Yeah, you're going to have to kill some meat.
Plus it'd be fun to have just to mess around with a crossbow.
You'd get so good.
Yeah, I think I would.
How are you going to make, new bolts for it?
Well, I think you can just, you know, I'll take what it comes with, but mm-hmm. You can reuse them. You can go get them out of the animal, or I'm hoping I'm not going to lose these, but.
But if they hit, they can break. I'm just letting you know.
But you can fashion it.
Yeah,
I mean,
you could,
he made a knife out of his dirt bike. He can fashion a crossbow.
Damn, a dirt bike and a crossbow.
I had a whole thing in my mind. You're just trying to get around
all the eighth grade pussy.
Yeah, this isn't shaping up to be my best draft, but that dude who grades him is really going to have fun with it.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, you got an F from... But sometimes the way he grades him, he'll be like, I've never heard of that movie, D-. And it's like, that's not my fault, dog. That's not on me.
Yeah, Mel Kiper Jr. Watch True Romance.
Yeah.
AFE Mel Kiper.
Culture. Ever heard of it?
Or whatever.
Also, thanks for listening, man.
Yeah, man, we really appreciate it. It's cool what you do. Yeah,
a dirt bike and a crossbow.
You'll have to learn how to fashion crossbow bolts. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, I don't. But I think that's manageable.
He's got time.
He does have time.
That's the one thing. I might not have gas, but I got time.
You do have time.
Oh, ridiculous.
Are you going to keep it with you all the time, or do you hide it?
It's going on my back somehow.
Crossbowman.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll have it a lot. Like most of the time.
That's pretty cool.
Leaning on my dirt bike.
Leaning on my dirt bike. Looking cool. Smoking cigs.
Just saying what's up to no one. What's up? Anyone out there? You see this?
Huh?
I got some Malibu rum. What do you think?
Good God.
Some coconut Malibu. Some birthday cake Bacardi.
Stop saying other picks.
Yeah, dude. Come on, man.
My next three were going to be birthday cake parties. All right. Fucking crossbow. David, time for your second and third picks.
I think that this would last me a long time.
Yeah.
I want to take an industrial. So like the giant one.
Yeah.
An industrial size spool of 100-pound test.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
What is
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Like wire?
Fishing line.
Oh,
fishing
line. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
You could use that. It just so many things. So many things it would come in handy, for shelter, you know. Just all kinds of shit.
Fishing. It'd be good for fishing.
I'd have to make my own hooks, but that'd be all right.
You could do that.
Yeah.
Probably.
I have a lot of time.
I wonder what you would make hooks out of.
Probably
that piano wire after you stopped.
Yeah, after I gave up on playing the piano.
You just eliminate the bottom.
I could also use the keys for shit.
You could. Like you eliminate the bottom five keys, and you're like, sorry, I just won't play these.
Yeah, I just won't.
Yeah.
Those are to the cause.
I need this to make a fucking fishing line.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could use it on shelter. If you ever need to give yourself stitches.
Yeah, that's what was the first thing I was thinking. Oh my God. If I'm trying to fashion like a raft or something to leave.
Yeah.
Like it could just like, there's just a lot of ways you could use it. And I don't think it goes bad really.
No.
An industrial sized pool, I could really, like that structure, just like on my building structure alone, I could just like wrap the shit out of it with the test.
You can fish too, right?
Oh yeah, I can fish. Yeah. I mean, in the world, I don't know about on the desert island, but I like in real life. Catch some smallies, catch some biggies.
I caught a fish.
You know what I'm talking about?
Caught a fish in Michigan this summer.
See?
A fish in
Michigan, dude.
Michigan?
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying you throw a tire in there, spring thaw comes around, you know where that tire is at, bang. Bagging big mouths all day, dog. Do I have a permit? Fuck you. I'm from this country.
From here. That's my fish.
Fucking from here, dog. So yeah, and an industrial, man. These are all boring. Now the rest of my picks are boring.
Look, man, you got a piano out there.
Yeah, that's true. My next pick, a Leatherman.
Oh,
damn!
You can do anything.
Yeah,
it's like because obviously power tools aren't going to be. We're not going to be able to do that.
No,
but you can kind of get it all done with a Leatherman.
It's all there in a Leatherman.
Yeah. It's all you need.
Bunch of different knives.
Yeah,
can opener,
fucking. Nail clippers,
tweezers,
saw blade, like kind of.
There's a toothpick sometimes in a Leatherman.
Yeah.
There's like a metal toothpick,
pliers, fist pack for when I'm punching jaguars. Mm-hmm. There's all kinds of shit.
I heard what you said about my fucking piano. You punch out a jaguar.
I heard what you said. You think the fucking toucans don't talk, dog?
That's all they do.
That's all they do.
They're nobody's friend. Don't trust anything that can fly and still lives here.
Oh boy.
Yeah, man. A Leatherman, 100-pound test and a Leatherman. I think those two things could go along. I'm assuming there's lots of wood on the island.
If we're going off like it's the one from
Castaway.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I think there's just a lot of wood on these islands, you know?
when I touch down there is.
Got my dirt bike over here.
Yeah, you
ever sat on a dirt bike and not had a boner? Come on, what are you doing?
No, actually.
I've never not had a boner.
2020.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's cumbersome, but you know.
Damn, they got some gnarly. I haven't checked in on Leatherman's in a while.
Let me see. I have not either. Oh yeah, come on, that thing?
Yeah.
I get home with that thing.
That looks like the Game of Thrones chair.
Yeah, man, exactly.
Those things are buck.
So yeah, a Leatherman.
Wow.
Got him. Yeah.
You lost me for the rest of the podcast. Now I'm just Leatherman shopping.
No, I understand.
Dude, look at this thing, Forest Camo. I mean, you don't want it, Forest Camo, because you'll lose it, but like.
Yeah.
They're naming Leathermans after my kids now.
Forest Camo Jordan?
I thought your kid was named Urban Camo.
Snow Camo, Fire Camo, Party Camo.
They're twins.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we had octuplets and they're all
camos.
Yeah, Fire Camo.
Leatherman. Sean, time for your third pick.
Solar powered flashlight.
Okay, that's a good one.
They're real, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm nervous.
You have a phone.
Yeah, but I don't like to. I try to stay as engaged as I can.
They also have crankable flashlights.
Yeah, you gotta crank them.
Really?
Yeah.
Would that be a better? No, it's. I gotta stay with solar power.
I'm the same, but like the crankable ones, I don't think I ever have that good of a torch. I don't know about the solar powered ones though. I imagine it's pretty good.
Just something for light at night, you know, just that I can have.
You don't think that you would learn how to make fire?
Yeah, but I'd, you know, a little easier if you just have a flashlight you can turn on. You know, and like the fire, I don't want to bring it around.
So what, does your dirt bike
everywhere?
Not have like a headlamp on it or what? Like,
well, that'd run out of battery. My crossbow's all, my arrows all got little lights on them, but that's my flashlight. Just fucking shooting arrows through the island.
Yeah.
Solar powered flashlight.
I think what we're learning
is none of us are as good at this as we thought.
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, Ian's doing still great, in it.
By the way.
I'm all right.
I thought a 100-pound test was a lot better than it was.
I'm alive so far.
I'm not. Yeah. I had a party for a couple days and then I died. Just
ripping around on the dirt bike.
I got in a dirt bike accident while I was crossbow hunting.
Broke your collarbone your first day.
That is a total dirt bike accident. What happened with your dirt bike? Well, I broke my collarbone.
I tried to tail whip on my dirt bike and I broke my collarbone.
I feel like when you buy a dirt bike, they just whack your collarbone with a tack hammer and be like, all right.
Get used to it.
Yeah.
With one of those mag lights.
It's going to be broken a lot.
Solar powered flashlight. Is that what you use when you go camping, or do you use like a normal flashlight, lanterns?
I just kind of use whatever anybody who's prepared to camp brings.
Yeah.
I'm not a good camper.
I'm ready to do some fucking camping, by the way.
I enjoy camping.
Can I tell you the truth, though?
Yeah.
I'm ready to do some glamping.
Oh, glamping. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, we should go to Big Bear or something.
I'm ready to glamp. I'm ready to, like, even, I don't know, I'd put up a tent.
Yeah, an
air mattress for a night or two.
I went camping this summer, and it was great, but I didn't bring an air mat. I brought, like, a yoga mat to sleep on and a sleeping bag. I was not thrilled about that. No.
I only got two nights sleeping in a tent. After that, I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, I'm with that.
The second night, I didn't sleep at all because I went camping with a ton of party animals. First night was fine. I was right there with them. But the second night, I'm like, I don't got that in me tonight. And they all did. So I just laid there up till like 4 a.m. and it rained. It was frustrating.
It's rough waking up to rain when you're camping.
Yeah, you're cold.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying we get cabins.
Yeah,
we still go out there.
I'm up for that. Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm still down to get in the nature. I'm down to fish my, you know, big black nuts off.
Let's look that up. Not your big black nuts. Yeah. Cabin stuff. Solar powered flashlight. Do you have an earthquake kit at all?
No.
No.
No, I don't. Do you?
If by earthquake kit, you mean a bag with some cocaine and a gun.
100%.
That I keep next to the door, then yes. Yeah. Yes, I have an earthquake kit.
I got a go bag. Earthquake kit.
I think a go bag says more things than I'm planning on. I'm just a bag with some cocaine and a gun.
You can, anything you need after that, you can get with the cocaine or the gun.
I can barter my way to what I need with those two things. That's awesome. I can get
past the burning sands.
Drop me anywhere. Honestly, drop me anywhere. The 1500s, give me a bag of cocaine and a gun. I'll figure it out.
Earthquake or none.
Yeah.
With my third pick.
He's going to say a
bag of cocaine. No, I don't think that'll be any help on an island.
No, I think it would be.
I'm going to get a.
I just want to be stressed.
A shatterproof mirror.
Not like a big fire?
That's part of it, but for fire, for signaling planes if they fly by.
Oh, good call.
Fire too, you can use to reflect. Yeah. Also, just to remind myself what I look like.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your humanity.
That would go, you like might go crazy.
That's a very good point.
It'd be just nice to have. Also, I'm a bit of a narcissist, so you check yourself out every now and then.
You want to see if the curls.
It is a good point just to look at your face and be like, okay, you're not spinning off the fucking planet.
Yeah.
Here is your face. Here you are.
Also, how long can my beard get before I'm thrown out like crazy island guy vibes? Like,
feel the rhythm. Yeah. Some people say, I can't believe.
Is it past 4 inches? Can I get to 4 and still like kind of maintain my dignity?
Yep.
We'll see.
I think you could grow a big bush.
I could grow a crazy beard.
Dude. I have a picture of it.
Yeah.
I did a deep dive on your Instagram the other day. It's not like I missed my friends or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw a picture of you with a huge beard.
Mm-hmm. It goes off to the side.
it just looks like you could just grab it.
You better not. Because then you can't come to my butcher shop anymore.
You better not. I said you better not.
Better not.
No.
Fucking better not.
Don't.
No.
Indestructible hand mirror. Yeah, you could try to use it to light a fire.
Damn it.
But yeah, I'm mostly using it to signal planes if you have to.
Uh-huh.
To remind myself what I look like. To do cocaine off of. You know what I mean? For God's sake, you're going to need that. Then with my next pick, I'm going to get the Swedish Fire Steel Army Fire Starter.
Oh, is that the one with the skinny thing and the flint?
Yeah.
And you scrape it?
And you scrape
those
it.
Those things work so good. Damn. Also, I knew that shit off the top of the dome.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Bro, I'm out here.
I was just going to say that's another name for one of my kids. Army Firestarter.
Yeah, those things. And they last. Are you going to get, because some of them are double-sided, so they have one side that's the spark thing and one side that's the magnesium flakes.
This one gives you 12,000 strikes in the field.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
12? Yeah.
You know what you know what I think you got to do too with something like that?
You got to
have a fire that you just keep
maintain.
Going.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So it's like, cuz 12,000 strikes over time.
That goes by faster than you think.
But like, yeah, if you have a fire that you kind of just keep sort of smoldering.
Have a steady fire going, maybe a couple of them.
How is that? So would you want like a fire going pretty much all the time?
Oh yeah.
I think it's probably, well, I don't know what we're dealing with predators. Or other good people question. On this island, but yeah.
Oh yeah, there's predators on the island.
Predator.
I mean, if there's, but also then they're probably afraid of fire, right?
Predator wasn't afraid of fire, I don't think.
Predator's not there.
Predator's there.
You're just making a scenario that you can outrun somebody with your dirt bike.
I can. Predator ain't catching me.
And I respect that.
Yeah. He can't get far on that dirt bike.
No,
though.
Yeah, that Firestarter's a good call, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Let me see it. I had a few of those as a kid. Not a pyro, just a kid who liked to learn stuff. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of looks scary, too, a little
perfect.
Bit.
Perfect.
That's fun.
So I'll get some fires going for me. So
I might get one of those just anyways.
Just to have, right? Just for the wouldn't crib. Be a bad idea. Yeah. And that way I can also see, like...
Put it next to that cocaine and that gun.
That's right. The big three.
When the cops come, what cocaine?
Run DMC.
Three different fire starters right there.
And this way I can also sort of see myself in that dramatic firelight now, because I've got a mirror.
Yeah, now you got the mirror, and you got... Yeah, that's a good
point. I've got different looks.
Yeah, because then, yeah, you're going to need to...
On a motherfucker?
You're going to need fire, man. You just got to need it.
So the Swedish Fire Steel Army Firestarter.
That's a good call.
Man, that
damn
is.
Damn it.
Sean, time for your fourth pick.
I'm out here thinking. I was thinking I could do the sticks thing. God, it's going to be so hard.
I wouldn't even know how to. Earnestly, I wouldn't know how to do that, really.
That would be like, so tough to be like.
You got
to
get the wood, and then you got to get a skinny stick, and then you got to put kindling in there.
Yeah.
And then you got to like.
Really.
That's
you rub it. You don't twist it anymore. You like rub it back and forth.
Yeah.
But, I mean, either way, we got a lot of time.
I think I did it once. I think we had to do it for a class, but I can't remember. In like,
I think I did
outdoor
do it in Cub
survival,
Scouts
or Adam would
shit,
know
yeah.
better. But some class we took, or I did in Cub Scouts, or I'm lying and I've never done it. But it feels like I've done it.
I feel like
that's
maybe
where I'm
did
at
it
too. I think
Scouts.
I've done it once. That's why I was so confident in this that I didn't pick a fucking fire starter. God damn, you got a fucking piano though. Good call, David.
I'll just peel out on the dirt bike and start a couple fires. God damn it. My fourth pick, I'm going to pick a hatchet because I don't have anything sharp yet.
Oh, so a hatchet.
A hatchet.
Yeah.
Just something that would maybe be useful somehow on my shitty fucking
Molly
island
hatchet?
That I'm going to be dying on. Just a hatchet to like build just something sharp. I could chop things down. I could use it to shave bark, make little wires. You know, like I'm just thinking of Castaway this whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A hatchet. Probably the most practical thing on there.
I think that's very smart.
Just a good old fashioned, you know, chop up all the meat that I get with my crossbow.
Good.
I'm not mad at it.
It's a great pick.
Talking all fast. I'm getting nervous over here.
Yeah, don't sweat.
My voice is cracking. I'm in a different room now. I took the shorts off.
Yeah. Sean brought the mic outside. He is outdoors right now in Glendale. He's still standing in the middle of Verdugo.
Yeah, hatchet.
Hatchet. What color?
I don't. Red.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little red hatchet.
Psychopathic Records.
Oh, that's really why, isn't it? Yeah.
I did just start following ICP the other day.
You
finally.
Do sound like a juggalo. What, you got a dirt bike?
And a crossbow,
a crossbow and a hatchet?
Oh, my God. You sound like like Juggalo Renegade, dude.
Don't pick face paint, David. Do me a favor.
No, I got to save it for you, of course.
Oh, my God. Armed only with a dirt bike, a crossbow, and a hatchet.
Yeah, it's rough. It's going to be a real rough recap for me.
Sir Psycho Tendencies.
Sir Psycho Tendencies.
Tendencies.
Spelled all weird.
Oh, man. I spelled twisted the right way. I didn't want it to look bad on my birth certificate. So, no, it's just twisted.
That's the most, if you think about it, that's really the most twisted way to spell twisted.
Yeah, I'm out here just having it as a name. No gimmicks.
Okay, so what'd you pick? A hatchet.
Hatchet.
Hell yeah. All right, hatchet's a good pick.
That's the best pick I got.
You can huck it too?
Yeah, I can.
You start a little axe throwing bar?
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the island with the monkeys?
A dirt bar can go on the wall or the ceiling of the bar. It'll be one of those shitty bars that just has motorcycles hanging from the ceiling. What is that? Doesn't Kelly's do that?
In also, Olympian, yeah. How did we get there? Is there wreckage from like a plane crash?
I don't know if we can count on wreckage. What do they have in... I think maybe this is the wreckage that washes up.
This is what we got.
Yeah.
Castaway, it was like a plane and then all these FedEx packages came in and he was like, they got some, you know, ice skates and shit.
Yeah. And, which would, oh God, that'd be so helpful.
I got a machete. That's basically an ice skate. It is. David, time for your fourth and final picks.
Fourth pick.
Dirt bike's gone.
Dirt bike's gone. I'm assuming I would dig a hole to keep this in. 100 pounds of marijuana.
Oh, I was going to make me think that.
I don't know. I don't have a storage system yet.
You can keep it in your piano.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Oh, my God. 100 pounds of marijuana.
You could. Like, conceivably, if it had seeds, start growing some marijuana.
I was thinking with 100 pounds, there would be enough seeds for me to try out a few crops. Yeah. It's trial and error.
Yeah, it'll last you 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They'll get you two. Yeah.
Yeah.
By then, it's hopefully sprouting. Yeah.
How long's a crop? 3 months is a yield.
It would be great. It's like
the second.
I'd start enjoying it too much. I'd stop like trying to survive.
I just start smoking. Just get baked and lay out.
I just like find enough food everywhere. I'd go get enough yams that like.
I think I'd use it for like my reward though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we killed a rabbit today.
Let's blaze it up.
Yeah, let's fuck
it. Just like at the sunset, like I'd choose to be here. Yeah. You know? I don't know. You know, see, I think I'm stuck like here, but I think I'd choose it.
2 to 3 out of every week, day, 2 to 3 days out of every week.
Yeah.
I think I just wake up and be like, fuck it. And then
just
yeah.
Just going to get ripped.
Who's going to say anything?
Just get so. Yeah, exactly.
Boy, you really been smoking a lot of weed? Yeah, you're just looking in the mirror. Yeah, I have.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Shut up, owl.
Sure have, Ian.
No, I wish I didn't bring the mirror.
And then my last one is going to be a 4-point shovel.
What's a 4-point shovel?
Point shovel?
Not like a spade. It's got like the 2.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because here's what I'm thinking. I'm on some Swiss Family Robinson shit.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need to have like gradients. You know what I mean? Like I'm going to need to dig like there's going to be like a French drain coming out of my hut.
Uh-huh.
Stuff like that. What's a French drain? It's like 2 inches every foot it drops or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like it's easier to do that kind of thing. With not a spade shovel. And it's just like, yeah, I think digging in is my best bet.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna need it.
You try to get as comfy as possible.
Yeah, man. If let's say I slaughter a hog. Let's say I kill a hog. You know
is that what
I'm
you
doing?
Call beating off when you're on the island?
That's what I call it when I'm in my room.
Slaughter hogs.
I'm gonna go slaughter the hogs, I'll be right. Holy shit, that's
wait, gross. Hold on. Can we talk about us at barbecue the other day? Sean couldn't chill out. We were at barbecue.
Yeah.
On the menu. See, look, you can't handle it.
I can't remember what it was, but I know.
On the menu, it was just like, it said something like, we smoked the whole hog over 100% hardwood. And he just couldn't.
He's still losing it.
He just couldn't stop. Was,
David goes, this is dangerously close to the erection specialist situation.
It was exactly the erection specialist situation. Because like, I know you think something is funny because you say, I'm sorry before you say it. Like you'll be like, Ian, I'm sorry. Did you know that this whole hog was 100% smoked on hardwood?
Hardwood, bro.
That's when Sean thinks something's funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Did you...
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know if you guys read about this or not. They smoked the whole hog on some hardwood.
But a shovel. I think it would be really useful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think so for sure.
Because I see myself digging a lot. And have you ever tried to dig without a shovel?
It's terrible.
It's the worst fucking thing you can do. It sucks so bad to dig without a shovel. And I don't think that I could make a good shovel.
It'd be hard to do.
It'd be hard to do.
I'm hoping I can get there with my machete.
Yeah, you can do anything with that. But yeah.
Or like a dirt bike.
No.
The dirt bike can be fashioned.
So borrow your muffler.
Here's the thing. At the end of the day, the dirt bike can be fashioned into all these tools.
I think it could be fashioned into quite a few things.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Tricky. Okay.
And you would have that gas. So if you did want to bust down the motor, because I'm assuming you have a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
Having that gas could be helpful. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's going to burn up when I ride the dirt bike around for sure.
Okay, that's okay.
Burn down your rudimentary shelter. All right, Sean, time for your final pick.
Yeah, just like a giant net, just a giant net to fish with. It seems like I should have something, a reasonable way to catch some food.
Yeah.
Can't really do too much else with it, but I'm going to need, it'll catch a bunch of fish, clean the, you know, clean the shit out. Like I won't get a bunch of other stuff. So I've been nervous this whole draft ever since I picked dirt bike. I know this isn't my best, but
no, I don't think
it's very fun.
I'm sure a bunch of survivalists are going to be like, you guys are fucking ding dongs.
I hope somebody comes at me with a solar powered dirt bike. I hope someone like tweets that at me.
I'm going to Google it right now. Somebody probably did it, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I was just looking. I just, in my mind, I was like, oh, great. It'll be awesome to be able to get around, you know, like explore the whole island. See what's
they have electric ones you can buy from JCPenney for some reason.
What kind of person would buy a dirt bike at Penny's?
The U.S. military stealth hybrid dirt bike. DIY e-bike with solar booster.
So no.
No, I don't
know. So no. So short answers. No. Yeah, fishing net. A fishing net and a hatchet are the two things I think I'll just be using probably. But
great.
And the rest is for you to have a really fun week.
Crossbow would be fun.
The crossbow is always going to be fun.
Yeah, that'll be a good time.
I don't think you should feel bad about the crossbow. I don't think you should feel bad about anything.
I mean, it's very low stakes to feel bad about this stuff. It's
yeah,
more,
no,
you know,
no.
It's just, as long as everybody had a good chuckle when they were listening, then there's the...
I had a good chuckle.
There's the point.
As long as you guys slaughtered a few hogs to this podcast.
Oh, that's gross sounding.
Yeah, that's the worst way to
Holy
say
buckets.
It.
I'm going to bring a, for my final pick, a first responder vehicle kit,
which is
just like a heavy duty first aid kit.
Yep.
Kind of thing that's got like,
that's very
it's
smart.
It's kind of what you need for everything.
How big are they? Is it like a duffel bag?
It's like a small duffel bag.
Yeah.
But it's packed to the gills. It's got, you know what I mean? It's got everything.
All the gauze, all the neosporin.
Yeah, me and Sean don't have anything.
Peroxide. Yeah, I don't plan on getting hurt when I'm dirt biking around with a crossbow.
Yeah, with no clothes on.
Holding a hatchet in my teeth with a solar-powered flashlight that doesn't work that well.
It's got all that stuff. It's even got like some painkiller, like, you know what I mean? Like minor painkiller and stuff like that.
That's perfect.
Yeah, so like splints if I have to do that, cold pack if I have to do that, stuff for burns.
Yeah, where would you keep it, in a tree?
I'd probably keep it in a tree, yeah. Depending on how I'd have to clock these monkeys on this island. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd have to see what these, if these parrots were.
Yeah. I don't trust the birds.
Kind.
I don't
no,
trust the birds.
Not at all.
No, God, no. You seen what crows are doing lately?
Talking, right?
Smart, man.
Don't they talk to each other?
Yeah. We went and watched a falcon wrangle a bunch of crows in downtown Portland. I guess it's like a big deal. There's all the crows like will fly across the river and nest and just kind of mess up downtown. But there's thousands of them in Portland. Have you ever noticed that?
Yeah.
They're everywhere.
Hella crows. Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. Anyway.
I love crows, though.
They're called Puerto Ricans.
There's definitely not thousands of them in Portland.
But there's enough. You know what I'm talking about? No.
White City.
Somebody just accidentally came in the house.
So a first responder first aid kit.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
Yeah. So that wraps it up, what we would bring to a desert island.
Sure does. Sure does.
We all have kind of different tactics.
Let's hear it.
David, you went first. You took a grand piano.
I came out hot.
And then a gigantic spool of 100-pound test fishing line. And then a Leatherman. And then 100 pounds of marijuana. And then a 4-point shovel.
Oh, boy.
That's just what I want in the crib anyways.
That's like, yeah, you can achieve that.
Yeah, business as usual.
Yeah, I drafted a bachelor pad.
You went second. You took a dirt bike, a crossbow, a solar power flashlight, a hatchet, and then a big net.
Hell yeah.
You could use the big net. You could put it over your sleeping quarters so like mosquitoes, if there's any on the island. Or
yeah, like
weird
a big malaria net, you know?
Yeah. I went last and I took a machete, a heavy-duty tarp, a shatterproof hand mirror, a Swedish Fire Steel Army fire starter kit, and then a first responder first aid kit. So I guess I'm going to be safe, but I'll be bored.
No, you'll be fine.
I feel
fine.
Like we're all going to be very hungry.
Yeah.
Probably great at the piano.
Great at the piano. Starving.
Hungry as fuck.
I'm going to burn down the whole island.
You're just going to go start 12,000 fires on the first day.
Then I'll find the food, whatever's cooked.
Yeah. Just whatever doesn't survive the burning.
I'll just go stand in the ocean while it happens.
And then you have all that charcoal for later when you want to cook it up.
Cook it up again. All these dead deer, asphyxiated parrots and whatnot.
Just like a village of locals.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, no. This was Victoria, B.C. I burnt down a bunch of Canadians. The road was so close. Those were cars I was hearing.
You're just on Miel's hometown.
Bainbridge? What island is she? She's not from Bainbridge. Is she from Whidbey? She's
no, it's Orcas, right?
Orcas Island.
That's yeah, yeah. But I thought the Orcas, I thought it was the Orcas Islands.
Oh,
from Vashon Island?
Easter Island? Friday Harbor?
She's definitely from Easter Island.
Friday.
I don't know.
Isn't Friday Harbor one?
Maybe.
We could just ask her.
She could be from Hawaii. Brenda, which is it?
Brenda!
We left, I mean, literally everything on Earth on the board, apparently.
You know, one thing I had to stop myself from taking was another person. I was going to, because I wanted a person. And then I was like, that's crazy. You're such an asshole.
You could do that. You could just take Bear Grylls.
Another Oh, that would have been hilarious. Bring Bear Grylls.
Yeah, I didn't even have specifics. I was just like, another person. I just would be nice to have someone else there.
I thought about bringing like the entire Encyclopedia Britannica.
Sure.
So you'd have something
thought
to read.
About bringing a water pump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or like a water purifier.
One of those, there's a straw here in this house that's like a water purifier straw.
Really?
You can drink out of the puddle. Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. I like that.
It's pretty sick.
Where is it?
I know where it is.
It's where it needs to be.
All right. I know where it is. It's in that Balvenie scotch bottle.
Which I actually do drink with a straw.
Yeah.
You call it strotch.
Strotch?
Sorry.
Storch?
Stracha?
Scotch Storch?
Scotch Storch.
No, that is what his name is.
Scott.
What happened to Scott Storch?
Oh, he got really into cocaine. We can watch a YouTube about it.
He's probably just got his legs crossed with his feet up.
Is he back?
Yeah.
He's going to produce Too Thick.
Scott Storch?
Yeah.
Take that, Isaac.
And another and another one.
Anyway, that's us on a desert island.
Yeah. Tell us your picks, because I want to hear your words.
Please do.
Because we're woefully underprepared.
I was going to kill it, too. I really...
Yeah, I know you. I heard the way you
what
said
was the, what were the picks going to be before you detoured off the dirt
machete
bike?
Was definitely going to be one.
Okay, yeah.
Hammock was going to be one. Oh, but hammock. Then that was like... that's just chilling. I wasn't going to get a lot of use out of it. I can use a net for a hammock, so that's kind of where the net came in. And then I honestly, at dirt bike, I was like, cool, I'll get around. This will be a great thing to have on this island. Didn't even think about the gas. Not one bit.
Yeah.
Crossbow or bow and arrow was right up there with the original because I wouldn't need bullets. I could just get the, what are they called again?
Bolts.
Bolts. I could just get the bolts back. Didn't think about them breaking.
Yeah.
Didn't think about fashioning new ones. That's where I need the hatchet so I can cut some stuff. I'd be dead on an island.
No, we it just depends on how much food we can have.
Yeah.
All you need is the food. Everything else is just creature comforts.
Yeah.
And
I mean,
water.
I honestly, I thought of it like right.
Yeah, we don't.
As soon
know
as it got approved, I'm like, cool. A dirt bike was the first thing popped in my head. And I was like, I'm going
to
kill
but
it.
But to be fair, that's pretty much every draft.
Yeah.
As soon as it comes down.
Words that make you sound smart. Dirt bike. All right.
I'm sorry. I just laughed so hard. I farted. I'm sorry. I don't think it's going to smell. I just wanted to just let you know.
Dirt bike.
Oh well, we want to hear yours. Hit us up at AllFantasyPod on Twitter, allfantasypodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
Shout out to super producer Marissa.
Bang.
Shout out to everyone holding us down on the Patreon. We love you. We're about to record some more stuff for you right now.
Yep.
Shout out to everyone on the AFE subreddit.
Subreddit.
Shout out to everyone just in general. The vet who likes, I don't know, we just love all you and all the little, like, somebody started an AFE Instagram. That's cool. People fucking... Rock on Twitter.
Yeah,
it's awesome. It's amazing.
Shout out to people fucking.
If you're slacking it,
you right now.
Shout out to the people fucking while they're listening to this.
I'm talking to you guys.
Didn't that happen once? Didn't someone say they did somebody that?
Multiple people have told us that.
That's wild. That is wild.
So, you know, finish.
Get there. Get it all out.
You got to be to work.
Shout out to Frankie Ocean.
You.
Shout out to Sid the Dude. Mm-hmm. Shout out to St. Sue Carmel. Shout out to Haji Beats.
Shout out to Rasheed. Dude.
Shout out to Rasheed Wallace.
Shout out to those trees right there.
Shout out to that tree we're about to open.
It's a fragile tree.
It's a fragile. Fragile tree. And I mean, for God's sake, more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything. Shiklackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.